Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Well, all right, let's talk to the man. Let's talk to the king right now. The man who asked that question yesterday, the king, Howard Eskin. John, we love talking to the king every Thursday at this time.
Sponsored by PDQ Signature Systems. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you need a PDQ POS system. With PDQ POS, you'll sell more, earn more, and work less. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS, PDQPOS.com.
King, how you doing?
Another day in paradise. In paradise is WIP and listening to nonsense. I mean, that's, I can see the trees through the smoke. I can see paradise, and I can see failures all over the place.
All right, so Howard, before you crown yourself king times everything to for
this is his day right
for
now
for throwing on the process. All right, I need you to just wait like a minute on that, Howard. Let's just start with
no,
what
well,
we
you just asked me how I was. So I just
well, I know, I know, I'm playing around. Let's just start with the Rhys Hoskins thing, then we'll get to the Sixers. When he gives you that answer yesterday, are you thinking to yourself, oh, there's no way he's really giving us the full truth, right?
Yeah, I followed up with something, but he didn't say anything. I said, hey, if it was me, but I'm not you, I'd be thinking about it. Right. I did, that, you know, but
of
I didn't,
course, yeah.
I didn't put that in there. Yeah. You know, it just, but he said, no, I'm not thinking about it. Listen, because of the agent he has, that's part of this whole thing with him. I would normally, after an injury, a player would sign a one-year contract, and you'd see how that works out. But I think the Phillies started to prepare by seeing if Alec Bohm could play first base, and he obviously can, finding a third baseman, and I think that's easier to do than a first baseman. And they have other, I mean, Derek Hall's not even back yet. So yep. Is he a guy? No, I would certainly be. I'm thinking about it. But Scott Boras is going to want a multi-year deal. And he's not going to take 1 year.
Oh, yeah, Reese's going to get paid. He's going to get $100 million or something. He's going to get paid. Yeah,
yeah. Well, somebody's going to do it.
Totally.
And
by the way, especially with every team having a DH, it's not like the old days where it's only the American League teams. His market, I believe, goes up. Because now every team is DH available.
Yeah, well, the Phillies already have a DH. Unfortunately, he's playing left field.
Yeah, they got like four of them. All right, Howard, let's get to
it. Sounds like you say it's, someone's going to do it. It sounds like you don't think it's going to be the Phillies, Howard.
Not if it's a multi-year contract. I just don't think they're going to do it. I mean, how many people can they just keep on signing? You know, okay, so would you rather have Aaron Nola or Rhys Hoskins? I'd rather have Rhys Hoskins.
I'd rather have Aaron Nola.
Every fifth day, Hoskins plays every day.
I know.
Hoskins is the main reason the Phillies can't score runs.
It's an interesting question for the offseason, Nola or yeah, if they had to choose one. All right, Howard, let's get to the Sixers. I'm just going to put the ball on a tee for you, and I know you're going to knock it out of the park. This is your day. The process, was it worth it? Howard Eskin, Sarah, the floor is yours.
Well, if you're happy with the second round every year, yeah, it's wonderful. but it started with... Let's just break it. Let's go back to the simplest form. This Sixers ownership is a joke. It's a bad ownership. They're interested in making money and whatever way they can do it. Do they really have the passion like John Middleton, like Jeffrey Lurie, to win? And it started from the beginning. Scam Hinkie, con people. It was a total con. It was a Ponzi scheme. The fact is, if teams that do it for 1 year, and then they move forward. You can't just keep on doing it. It was a total failure. This is how ridiculous it was. Hinkie actually tried to get the Sixers, and I know this for a fact, to give him a 9-year contract because he told them it would take that long. I mean, it's, can you imagine that? So what do they have out of the process? The answer is simple. It was a complete failure. And anybody that thinks otherwise, I heard that it was a nice woman. I think her name was Jen. Said, well, Maxie's part of the process. No, Maxie has nothing to do with the process. It was a 21st pick in the draft, and Elton Brand actually made a good decision. But that's rare for this team as well. So you have a process, and look how you break it down. You have one player, Embiid, who in the same draft, by the way, was Jokic, which is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
It is amazing. So Jokic was in the same draft, and for 3 years now, I've been trying to tell people he's better than Embiid. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. You just don't like Embiid. I'm so tired of all that nonsense. But here is where the process was it was a failure because they didn't have anybody with a brain to execute it. Sam Hinkie might be able to sit in Starbucks and run his computer on the free Wi-Fi, but he can't do anything else. He never looked at, I know this from scouts, he never looked at their scouting sheets. He looked at a computer. He threw one time, he threw their information on the college players in the trash can in front of the scout. This is how much of a moron he was. Okay, so they drafted Michael Carter Williams. That's after he traded one of the best point guards for years, Drew Holiday, for Nerlens Noel. Then he drafted Jahlil Okafor. Then he drafted Dario Saric. Then he got no second-round picks. By the way, the Sixers second-round pick, the year that Jokic was taken, was K.J. McDaniels, who everybody thought was great because he could jump out of the building. He just couldn't play basketball. So that's kind of a problem when you can draft a guy that can't play basketball. You can't win like that. And then when Hinkie gets pushed out and fired, he has this 13-page manifesto so bad that he gave it to the Sixers, which became public. He had an incorrect historical fact about the 16th president of the United States, Abraham Lincoln. When you put something out there, your facts in history better be correct.
I kind of like that. I've referenced that. The thing about chopping down a tree for six, if you have 6 hours, sharpen the axe for four. I thought that was kind of a cool thing. Don't go out there with a bad axe for 6 hours. Make sure you sharpen that axe.
I guess, you could look at it that way. It's easy to say that the process was never followed through, and there's somebody that keeps on saying that. They never followed through. You can't go forever. You can't go forever. They had enough time, and any other team, and you could look at San Antonio 1 year, the Celtics 1 year, all those teams won championships. There was somebody else, Houston, when I think they got Elijah one, was 1 year. But it's easy to say it was somebody else's fault. That's not the case. Sam Hinkie, or Scam in the real world, never landed the plane, and it ran out of gas. It was a complete crash and a failure.
Sam Hinkie gets the majority of the blame, I guess, in your mind, but you got a lot of names in that front office, Elton Brand, Brett Brown, Daryl Morey, who have made mistakes. What's the biggest mistake?
Yeah, and Howard,
John, you're missing the point.
And Howard, I think I think the most of the big mistakes happened after Hinkie was gone, for what it's worth.
Well, yeah, but that's, the process is over at that point. You know, how long can you have the process? For the rest of our lives?
Well, we debate and discuss what really constitutes the process. I think the whole thing is.
Well, yeah, but it can't be, though. After a certain period, it's over. Once you make the playoffs and you look like, wait a minute, they look like they had a team in the eyes of most of the fans. Well, they have a chance because the year that they had the best record. Okay, it's over at that point. You got to move on.
Yeah, but Howard, what was the biggest mistake? Butler, Bridges, Tatum?
Yeah, but that's not part of the process. But Butler, and, you know, I heard John, Butler didn't like Simmons. And the Sixers, and it wasn't all Brett. I know Brett Brown had a relationship with his parents, and I get all that. But it was ownership that thought, like you, Joe, thought that they could mark this generational player who was generational in the wrong way because he sucked. And he was not even close. You look at a couple of players after he was drafted were even better. But they made a mistake in that regard. But everybody wanted him, and everybody, and they didn't want Brandon Ingram. But that, at that point, you've taken it as far as you can. That's the fourth year. You can't keep on saying this is the process. It's not, the process is over, and it failed. And that's the bottom line. You can't keep on saying, yeah, well, every year it's the
All right, process. Howard, last thing. Give me a yes now, just a yes now. Will Brett Brown ever open up and tell the world everything he knows?
Not publicly.
Yeah, actually, that's what
you know
I mean.
What? I thought yesterday about getting in touch with him, and I always got along with him. He got along with my son very well, too. But I don't know if my son wants to listen to him. But I will. You know, listen, the year he said, you know, I'm playing, he was so frustrated.
Yeah.
He knew what he was getting into when he came here. Yeah. It was so frustrating to him when he said, I'm playing with a bunch of gypsies, because they got rid of players that had a chance to win just so they could lose. But how long can you take that? Will he open up? Maybe at some point. You know, he still has a home in the area, because I don't know if his son's still in school or not here. I think it's.
I'd just love to hear it someday, and he probably won't, because he's very classy.
Yeah,
but I would love to hear the real scoop from Brett Brown on what happened. Look, he probably signed the non-disclosure agreement, and maybe there's certain things he can't say.
Well,
but,
no,
man, if he ever just...
He could say whatever he could say. I mean, it's just... He could say whatever he could say, but he's too nice a guy.
He's a great
but
guy.
But he knew what he was in for. You know, there was years that he won 50-some games. At that point, you got to say it's over. Okay, you took it as far as you can go. But to say, I mean, that the process, anybody that says the process would have, I love this classic answer by these Kool-Aid drinking morons. The process would have worked if they let it go through. How many years do you keep an idiot like Hinkie, who was clueless? He never got a second round pick. I mean, give me one pick other than Embiid, and he only got Embiid.
KJ McDaniels. All right, King, we got you, man. We know where you're at. I'm joking. I'm not supporting KJ McDaniels.
No, but let me just tell you the only
Ish
reason.
Smith. No, it wasn't a pick. It was a trade.
The only reason he got Embiid is because of his medical issues,
yep,
which we and
Still
that's
have.
What he wanted.
Yeah.
He wanted a guy that couldn't contribute at the beginning because he had medical issues, and he dropped down to three. He even tried to trade him to get Wiggins to get the number one pick, which was Wiggins that year. But so. It's over.
All right, King, we got it.
It stinks.
We got it. Thank you, buddy.
All right.
Thanks, Howard.
Right.
Howard. Let me tell you something. I think Howard someday, after he dies and before he is buried, will be talking about it'll just come out. It'll just come out of the casket.
Well, because of his
son. It's
going
to be on his tombstone.
Son.
It's actually what he wants on his tombstone.
Does he really?
Yeah.
He said that?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I actually thought that was possible. I mean, he hates it. All right, coming up, I don't know. A lot of calls. Also, something related to the Phillies, and while they have won four in a row, I'm going to give you an indication of what has been, let's be real, through most of the first 2 months, a struggle of a season. And there's something that really stood out to me. I saw. We'll get to that. Rock all the calls. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
The lead dog, George Perrante, says it's time to come out and play. If you are a longtime listener of The Morning Show, you know the absolute best place to go for all of your pets' needs is Dogs and Cats Rule. Now, what makes Dogs and Cats Rule different? Well, we can start with the largest selection of premium foods, including raw, freeze-dried, gently cooked, dehydrated, canned, and kibble. Dogs and Cats Rule, though, not just about feeding your pet. It's a fun place to take them and where you can find a wide variety of chew toys, stuffed toys, as well as bones and treats. For you fashion-minded pet parents, they've got a large selection of apparel, collars, leads, and harnesses. Their stores are staffed with experts. They can help you select the right diet for your pet, or they can direct you to the right supplement that will help improve your pet's health and well-being. Dogs and Cats Rule in New Jersey, Princeton and Pennington, in Pennsylvania, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. Visit online at dogsandcatsrule.pet. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But you're moving so carefully, let's start living dangerously. So tell me, baby, I'm rolling up on this sweet, sweet, baby.
It's a good song.
It is a good song.
Very good.
Super catchy.
Totally. Like it a lot. All right, today's Twitter poll question of the day, brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's their people. Well-trained, friendly, and caring. Find new roads at ArminChevy.com. Today's question, the process, was it worth it? A, yes, B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. We're going to get to something coming up here related to the Phils and a sign. Look, they're playing better, but a sign of how they haven't played great this year. We'll get to that shortly. Also, I want to play a piece of audio right now related to, because we're talking a lot about the last 10 years, but of course, John, there's also the next couple of years and whether James Harden will be here or not. And Shams yesterday with the report out about Harden, doesn't know where he'll sign, all that stuff. The more I hear this, the more I think it's a nonsense and it's a smokescreen. And James Harden wants to be here and he wants to get paid a lot of money here. Like, there's so much chatter about this Houston thing. It just feels fake. But, look, I could be wrong. Maybe it's real. Maybe
it makes absolutely zero sense to me, like the concept of a guy in the sunset of his career going back to a place that is just, I mean, rebuilding is not even the word.
I'm going to give you two exceptions, though. Exception one is living where you want to live is not a small matter in life.
Agree.
I mean, that's big. I mean, I know it would be for me.
And he's like a hero in Houston. Like, they love him.
If
there.
WIP trades me to Cincinnati, ugh, I'm disappointed.
And look, also, Rich, you're doing it from perspective of someone who winning was the most important thing when you played. Like, we don't know that's the truth about James
Harden. So that's my second point. He might just prefer style of play-wise to be James Harden, ball-dominant controller, score 30. I mean, take a guy like Damian Lillard, and I'm not ripping him because I applaud a guy that's like, yo, this is my team. This is where I want to stay. I do want to try to win here.
It's never going to happen
But I'm not going to just say I'm throwing in the towel and let me go team up with LeBron and Anthony Davis in Los Angeles. Like, I respect that. that he's like, yo, I mean, I'm like, Dominique Wilkins was a hawk. He was a hawk.
I think that's
through a lot of years where they were pretty good, but didn't win. Like, eventually he got traded, I think, to like the Boston Celtics. But like,
his career was
he was a freaking hawk. He planted his flag there.
Yeah.
And maybe Harden just wants to be, this is a different issue, but maybe he just wants to be, let me do anything I want to do with the ball guy.
Well, I think that's sort of crazy. I think James Harden, for everything that he is and frustrates us because he is, he knows basketball. And I think he knows he's a better facilitator now than he is a scorer. Yes, he had 40-plus in the two games that we won in the second round. But I think from a consistency standpoint, the way he played last year, that it was a resurgence. It was a positive
thing. I agree.
And
yeah, but the
I'm
first
James
thing
Harden,
you heard postseason was
that up.
He wants the freedom to be himself.
In that one report, that was in that line. And that was a line in that I think it's crazy. Let's listen to Shams yesterday. Again, Harden, maybe Houston. Here's Shams on James Harden.
My sense is that James Harden is really torn right now on his free agency decision. I don't think he knows today which way he's going to go, but you look at the two teams that it'll come down to, the Philadelphia 76ers staying in Philly or going and returning to Houston, his roots, his family there in Houston right now. I'm told James Harden is torn on where this is going to go.
I don't know, man. I find it hard to believe. But listen, it's possible.
Yeah.
I'll admit it's possible. Some people think it's nonsense, though. Tracy McGrady on a podcast recently. Here's Tracy McGrady. I mean, he just doesn't understand this.
There are a lot of rumors about James possibly being interested in going back to Houston, where you live. That's a great face.
Really? It doesn't make basketball sense.
That is not the question.
What was the question?
Well, my point is that just because it doesn't make basketball sense doesn't mean that he wouldn't do it. Matt Barnes says that James Harden...
So what are we saying about James? If it doesn't make basketball sense, then what are we saying?
I'm going to tell you, Matt Barnes' line about James is that he really liked doing work in the community in Houston.
He does a lot of great community work.
You know what they're referring to.
Of course.
We all know what they're referring to.
I mean, seriously.
Supporting a local economy, so to speak.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
All right, let's...
That's a lot. We need that as a drop. Work in the community.
You think he hands out ones or fives?
Oh, I think he hands out like 20s, man.
In 20s?
Think about the birthday thing where he gets handed a like with 250 cash. Where do you think that went?
James, you are strip club guy, right?
Yeah, I mean, I can be, yeah.
I mean, in voice, that is.
Yeah.
So tell me how you like merge this, the strippers. And then I had a buddy one time. He's like, I'm going to go get some ones. He comes, I'm not making this up, comes back with 1,000 ones. I'm like,
what?
Dude, what is your
You've
problem?
You've got to be kidding me.
Like, what is your
How
problem?
How did he get that?
I don't quite know. I felt like he.
What time was
he
this?
He messed up. I don't know what
do
happened.
Mean he messed up.
He came
How
back
do you
with,
get 1,000 ones?
I don't know.
What time was this?
I don't know.
Like 1 in the morning?
I mean, probably somewhere between 11 and 1 or 2.
So how did he do
I
that?
I don't know. He had a stack of 500 and a stack of 500. I'm like, I don't understand what you're doing. So, James.
Wasn't in his car?
No.
Like, you can't just go get that.
I don't understand.
Maybe he got it earlier in the day.
He got it then. it might have been off his credit card. Like, he's like, here's my credit card. Give me 1,000. I don't know. I don't know what he did.
He could have asked the strip club. That's possible.
No, he was in the strip club.
I know. Got the ones from the strip club.
That's what
he
got.
That's probably what he did then.
So, James, what would strip club guys say about him merging it with, like, come on down?
With Harden or with your buddy?
No, my buddy and, you know, probably like a candy or something. Because for those who don't know, James is the best. I mean the best at strip club guy voice.
Okay, we ready?
And coming down to the stage, Cherry on the stage. Right? Oh, my goodness, look at the guy in the front row. He is making it rain today. Oh, my goodness.
Well done,
Tip James. Your waitresses.
Well done, James. Always good.
I love that.
It never
voice
gets old, man.
So much.
Ever. Let's go to Chuck in Worcester. What's up, Chuck?
Joe, good morning to you and the team. Joe, a couple of your classmates, the Christian brothers, said hello. And I know his mother taught you, I think, Joe, at Gwinnett.
So my siblings went to Gwinnett. I didn't go to Gwinnett. So I'm a little confused here, but thank you. My family had a good long run at Gwinnett.
I know you did.
Yeah.
Your mother's very highly thought of.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you.
So, but anyway, let me talk to you a minute about the process. Joe, look, if you're going to pull something like this, on top of it, you got to draft properly. And their drafts were horrendous, Joe. So, Joe, I'm a negative on the process. But I just want to mention something to you guys. You were talking about a song. 1960, there was a radio station in this town called WIBG Radio. Maybe you're not aware of it. Wilt Chamberlain had two hits on the charts.
Wow.
By the River, this is again 1960. But I don't know if anybody knew that or not, but I was...
I did not know that.
Yeah, two.
I hope it was better than when Sean Andrews wanted people to get their Michael Phelps on.
No, I hear you. But if you
Chuck,
play,
how's his voice?
It's a catchy tune, but I just wanted to call in and just mention that, that's all.
Is he a good singer?
He's not bad. You ought to listen to it. Put it up on the air. It's right on the internet. You
right.
can get it if you want. 1960.
Right. We'll listen to a little Wilt. Hey, Chuck, great call, man. All right, appreciate the kind words there very, very much. Let's go to Patrick, who's with us. Patrick, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Patrick.
I just wanted to real quick give a shout-out. I know I'm a few days late to all the men who fought and risked their life on D-Day.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
The guys went through was insane, man. I could never in a thousand lives relate to that. And if it wasn't for them brave men, we wouldn't be where we are today.
No question about it.
And then it's another thing, man. This city is insane, dude. We need like a Batman between all the shit with the smoke and then at nighttime with all the people going around in their cars doing burnouts. It's the mayor. Someone got to do something, dude. It's supposed to be the city brother.
Well, you got two different issues. You got people going around, you know, popping wheelies, and then you got smoke coming down from Canada. And they're both issues.
Yeah, people need to relax, take a step back, and breathe. Enough, be patient. You know, we're not
breathe.
Breathe inside.
Breathe on Saturday. Don't breathe today. Yeah. No, Patrick, we get your point, man. Hey, Patrick, give us a big answer. A title with a body of water in it.
Anyone say When a Levee Breaks by Lead?
Good.
Well, hold on. Levee's not a body of water,
oh, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Doesn't
it's
work. A good thought.
It holds up a body of water.
Yeah.
It's close, but as Bill Clinton would say, no cigar. No, that's that would be Hillary Clinton would say no cigar.
That anymore.
Can you imagine that, man?
I don't think he'll ever say that.
No, anymore. He would never say that line. You know what he did say, though? I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. Mm-hmm. And John, you were there, not there. But you were around Chelsea Clinton.
It was a fiasco.
So
I felt so awful.
So you would see her on campus.
She was always walking to class, and there was always like four or five other people that you could tell were undercover Secret Service people, dressed as college students with backpacks, but they always had the little earpiece, and they're following her around. And then a lot of times you'd have the news coverage, you know, filming her walking across campus with her head hung. It, you know, everyone knew what her dad was going through, what her mom and dad were dealing with, and you know, no secrets. And everyone just felt really low for the poor girl.
So can you give us a list? And that is brutal. Can you give us a list of who went to Stanford when you were at Stanford?
Jeez, no, but. It's
right, Chelsea
like
Clinton.
I feel like we could do it better. Right, Tiger Woods.
Who, James?
Tiger Woods was there.
Tiger Woods.
Reese
Elon
Withers.
Musk was there, too.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that one.
Yeah. Elon,
Reese Witherspoon.
Elon Musk. Reese.
Fred Savage was there.
Yes. Fred. And that was a huge throw. Fred Savage was a fan of the Cardinal football team.
Fred Savage.
The swimmer. Oh, A.J. Hinch was his roommate.
AJ Hinch, two doors down.
The swimmer, who was it?
Summer Sanders.
And
yeah, I love
all those swimmers
her.
Were pretty.
Okay, Summer
guys.
Sanders. We got John Ritchie, who was invited to Summer Sanders' wedding, which is astounding.
Did you go?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
How were the bridesmaids?
Beautiful.
I would expect. Summer Sanders bridesmaids?
Man.
Squad
what a
Valley.
Question.
Just a gorgeous was Jenny wedding. Thompson there?
Yes.
Okay, so Jenny Thompson.
Jeez.
Wasn't the kid from
Janice from Head of the Class?
Janice from Head of the
was
Class
there.
What about
I
the
was.
Who's the Boss kid? Wasn't he there?
Danny Pintaro was my classmate.
Oh my God!
Is it, is it Jonathan? That's
Jonathan.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Wow. This is unbelievable.
There are a lot of them.
What a list!
Not to mention all the athletes, like whoever the other athletes were.
Like I'm sure there were people on the football team who were
touchdown.
Good.
Tommy, was he there when you were there?
No,
Tommy Vardell.
Yeah, remember
a huge
that dude?
Fan though, of course.
Touchdown, Tommy.
Yeah, he's didn't a do big much. Reason why I wanted to go there.
Yeah, he didn't do much in the pros. By the way, speaking of yesteryear, you passed away yesterday. Maybe
I
sad.
Saw this.
Maybe
yeah.
sad, John. The Iron Sheik passed away yesterday.
I didn't think that was possible.
I mean, he
pass away. He felt larger than life.
Yeah. He has died. It is what a unique character, man. In the world. So for those that don't know, if you're like under 25, you're like, who in the hell is the Iron Sheik?
Well, maybe not.
Why?
He had a Twitter renaissance. He's like, he was a big deal on Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, so I do think people got to know, a new generation of people got to find out about him, which is nice. Good.
The camel clutch was one of the most unique things.
dude. It was amazing.
And by the way, if you really think about it, when WWF rolled him out, I don't know what year, probably mid-80s or so, it wasn't that many years after the Iran situation with the hostages.
No, not at all right. It was like four or 5 years or whatever.
It'd be like WWF rolling out someone from Al-Qaeda in like 2004.
Right.
Like, what are we, like, what is going
on
here?
That's a really good point.
And he would wave the Iron. Listen, I get to all the people listening
wrestling.
Right now.
It was
a wrestling thing, and I've got nothing against, I mean, we got something against the way Iran runs their country. But like, there are some fine Iranians, I want to be very clear. But I mean, he would wave that Iranian flag, and Ayatollah was like, "We want to kill all of you." And like,
I know like, you're right.
A little bit.
You're right.
It was.
He had almost 700,000 followers on Twitter.
Kind of edgy.
I mean, so yeah, you're right, James.
All right,
definitely.
So James, you got the Wilt Chamberlain song?
I do.
Is it? Hopefully, it's better than Michael Phelps's or the Shawn Andrews. Get the Michael Phelps on.
My Michael Phelps. Song,
oh, that was so
my
bad. All right, song. Let's listen to Wilt Chamberlain. Apparently, back about 60 years ago, with some kind of song.
By the river, deep a shady.
By the river, deep the shady tree, just my baby.
Is this Wilt?
Must be. It's by the river,
that's
and it, it
no,
says.
No, this isn't Wilt.
Yeah, it says by the river, Wilt the Stilt the Chamberlain the is who it's by.
I doubt it.
I mean, it must be. Who else?
Well, no,
literally, I'm looking at the actual like record. It says by the river, Wilt the Stilt Chamberlain.
I mean, maybe.
That sounds like a real singer song from that time.
It says it's Wilt Chamberlain.
All right. Well,
it does not sound like I would have imagined Wilt's singing voice would sound.
That surprises me. All right, there it is, Wilt Chamberlain.
And two songs out actually.
How about it?
In the 60s.
All right. To the phones we go. 215-592-9494. Reminder: today's Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armand Chevrolet. What's the Armand difference? It's simple. It's their people, well trained, friendly, and caring. Find new roads at armandchevy.com. The process, was it worth it? Yes or no? Let's talk to Brandon right now. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, guys. Hope you're doing well. I'm actually calling on behalf of Beat the Hammer Twitter account here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. They want to know if they could have Beat the Seltzer on Friday since Joe will be out.
I mean, if they want to go for it, do whatever the heck you want. Not my worries, man.
Joe's like, I don't care.
Dude, when I'm out of here, I am freaking out of here. I'm out of here.
Which is the correct way to do it.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, yeah, knock yourself out. You guys want to do whatever you want to do? Roll with it.
That could be. This is the first I'm hearing
questions
this as well.
Well, who comes up with the questions?
Devin.
Yes, because I'm off as well tomorrow.
Yeah, all right. I mean,
Devin said she was in on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
I mean, I'll play. I don't care.
Sounds
there
like
you go.
Joe's really into this.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, we'll figure it out, Brandon.
Yeah, we'll toss it around.
We'll put our heads together. How about that?
Yeah, but
I mean, I know
John
these guys
tomorrow?
Will be look. They'll be struggling with for content without me here.
Oh,
I get that.
Oh my god!
No, I get it.
I'm not surprised.
I know how it goes. You know,
we'll talk about you a lot. So.
Listen, hey, you know what? Bye bye. Have a good day. Have a good day. No, I'm playing around. Brandon, give me an answer. A title with a body of water in it.
Quickly though, I want to say the Sixers absolutely failed, and the reason why they failed, they didn't have the right personnel. I mean, look at the Celtics. They were able to draft well. They can pick the players out where Sixers had, what, Simmons, Markelle Fultz? I mean, come on. So it was a failure. And then as for body of water, how about Ocean's 11? Does that count?
It's already been said. Give me a different one.
Ocean's 12.
All the oceans are off the table. No, all right, you're good. Brandon, thanks for the call. All right, coming up in 1 minute, an indication of how the Philly – like. Part of why the Phillies have struggled this year. We're going to get to that. Something interesting I saw on the internet. We're going to get to that coming up here in 1 minute.
It's the pro basketball finals plus lots of baseball action, golf and hockey playoffs. It's a great time of year. And with the Bet Park Sportsbook app in my hand, I have everything I need. It's always more fun when I have skin in the game. Join me and download the BetPark Sportsbook app right now, the only sportsbook app that I recommend. It has live in-game betting, same-game parlays, and more. You can bet more than the score, bet player performances for points, rebounds, and assists, and hoops. Bet hits, home runs, and strikeouts in baseball. Tonight, we're running a half home favorites hosting Detroit, minus 250 on the money line. The over-under is 8 runs. All new users bet $10, get $125 in sportsbook bonus if your first bet wins. BetParks.com has terms and conditions. New users and winning bets only. Sports bonus bet must be wagered once. See website for details. You must be 21 in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, or Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLE.
Quick question before we get to the Phils thing. Was that arrogant when I said you guys will struggle for content without me? Is that arrogant?
No, it's expected.
Drop of the week potential winner?
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, you're nominating yourself now.
I kind of like it. I'll just jimmy rig my way into the drop of the week tomorrow.
You don't need to jimmy rig. You're always in it anyway.
Well, that's probably true. All right.
Guaranteed.
We don't usually do drop of the week when you're not here even anyway.
Go for it. Do whatever you want, man. That's your 4 hours, man. I'm out. All right, question. Here's the deal. So, this was about 2 or 3 days ago, and I thought this – so, Phillies are playing better, John, and we're happy they're playing better. They've won four in a row. Obviously, no game last night. We'll see if they get a game in the night. It's still pretty hazy out there.
They said this morning's going to be the worst, and it's going to get better as the day goes on. That's what I heard.
Hopefully. So, we'll see. We'll see if they can get this game in the night. I mean, maybe in theory they could even push it back a couple of hours, maybe.
They could.
I mean, I guess, you know, it's like a rain delay. But anyway, mm-hmm. I mean, especially because – game that starts at 9 now will probably be over by 11:30 with the new, you know, so we'll see what happens. But while they have played better lately, they haven't played well for the collective of this year. They're still 3 games below 500. And, John, I saw a story on ESPN.com this week that eyed up who should make the All-Star team. I thought, oh, boy. Oof. And before I looked at the story, I thought to myself, I think Castellanos would be the only guy. And then I dug into ESPN's story, and, you know, they all the first basemen, all the second, all the players, backup, starters, pitchers, backup pitchers, relief pitchers, designated hitters. And, in fact, the only Philly that they believe is worthy of the All-Star game is Nick Castellanos.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, well, let me dig in here, because clearly the Phillies with this payroll and this talent should have more than one All-Star. Now, you got some bad luck. Bryce obviously hasn't played enough to make it. He otherwise would have a great shot.
And he might get voted in.
He could get voted in. I guess that's possible. And then, of course, a guy like Rhys Hoskins, you know, not typically an all-star, but, like, theoretically could get there if he was healthy, which, of course, he hasn't been. But I thought, let me check out how many Phillies have made the all-star team from the past, just to exemplify how much dudes are not living up to it. The answer is 10. The Phillies have 10 guys on their team. Now,
holy cow.
Now, sometimes it gets a little phony baloney if you're on a bad team and you're the one represented. Like, Josh Harrison, John.
With the Pirates back
is a two-time All-Star.
I was not aware.
Because every team's got to have a representative.
Wow.
And, of course, he was.
For what it's worth, he had a couple really nice years.
He was pretty good there for a stretch. But it's hard to believe, Harry, that Josh Harrison is a two-time All-Star.
There's another name on that list that is because he was on a bad team. I know.
Which one is it? It's Soto?
Yeah, Soto. He's made it a couple times.
Soto's made it twice. Other than those two, though, the other eight feel like legit All-Star guys. From the past, Castellanos, Real Muto 3 times, Harper 7 times, Trey Turner twice, Schwarber twice, Kimbrel 8 times.
Yeah.
Nola once.
He may get an invite, by the way, by the commissioner's office, according to Bob Nightingale, to celebrate the 400. So he may get an
That's
invite.
That's weak.
I'm just.
Added that thing.
But save it.
Oh,
save it for a Miguel Cabrera.
Oh, I agree with you. But they did add that thing.
That's
with it.
Fine.
Yeah, I agree. With you.
I like the ad.
Me too.
Save it for something. Listen, I'm not knocking Craig Kimbrel. 400 is an accomplishment. Break a record. Don't be 8th all-time or 7th all-time.
I'm so with you on this.
Come on. Get a 3,000th hit. Maybe a 500 save. Not a 400 save. Anyway, Greg's Nola and Wheeler. So, John, and by the way, I think, you know, just viewing it, and tell me if I'm missing someone here. There's no one to me that feels even close to close.
Outside of, like, getting voted in. Because I think JT could get voted in also, that type of thing.
But other than that, do you guys agree that other than Castellanos, no one's really close?
It's a shame, because Alvarado would have been an all-star if he didn't get hurt. You know, he was the best reliever in baseball.
He's been out a while, though.
No, I don't think he will be anymore. I'm saying he would have been. But, I think in terms of the way they
played. No one else, right?
No way.
That's
not even. Not.
And that's how you end up 3 games below 500. When you have 10 guys that have formerly made an all-star team, and 8 are legit, meaning they're not just because you're on a bad team and someone's got to make it. You got 8 legit former all-stars, and you got one guy, like that's how you're three games under 500.
Well, it's a bunch of guys who are supposed to be great putting together cold streaks at you know, the same time.
Pretty much.
And now I expect that that's going to turn. And I'm excited to watch what this baseball looks like.
You always say it, John. You oh man.
It is turning. Well, it has to turn. Joe, your point is made for me. Like, we've got a ton of talent.
A lot of talent.
And they're about to play that way.
A lot of talent. All right, let's go to the phones. A lot of conversation about the on the 10-year anniversary thereabout when the draft night happens, whatever that date was in 2013. That's technically the 10-year anniversary of the process because that's the night they traded Drew Holiday. So you want to weigh in on the process. Worth it, not worth it, working, not working, all twists and turns through all of it. Paul in Downingtown right now. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Joe, I think we should make like a concerted effort to get Bill Clinton to say close but no cigar on tape because that is that is hysterical, dude.
How about not close with a cigar? Count the basket, and he's fouled. And then throw in a Marv Albert. Yes! Yes!
That would be great. Yes. But all jokes aside, I think, you know.
Maybe a Mike Breen. Bang! Bang!
Oh my God.
Can I do the other Marv Albert saying, or is it too much? Michael Jordan with a. No, I can't do it. In this context, I can't do it.
No.
You dunk on someone, sometimes it's not appropriate. I'm not going to say that word. It's outrageous that Marv Albert got away for 30 years with saying it, something I can't say. Yes.
Something they do at spas.
He should have been like the crime dog. They should have got him. Right. They should have got Marv to say, take a bite out of crime. But
yes.
The point of the process, man, I'm telling you, I maybe I'm just getting weighed down with this a little bit, but I kind of look at it with the point versus the hope. So for me, the point of the process was to acquire top picks. Mm-hmm. The hope was those top picks would bring us back a championship. For me, the point of the scouting department and the GM is to acquire talent. The hope is that they will have excellent draft selections to make their job easier. And when you have, for four straight years, the ability to draft the cream of the crop from the college campus. I mean, you're literally at the buffet table and you have all the talent spread before you and you come away with one steak in three turds. That's not the problem of the process. Embiid is great. Okafor, Simmons, and Fultz don't even belong in the NBA. Do you know how hard it is to have picks in the top three 4 years in a row and come away with three guys that don't even belong in the league?
Yeah.
It's not like they were just overdrafts or a little bit of a reach looking back. They don't belong. I mean, it's really hard. The ineptitude.
I will just say, Fultz,
startling.
Listen, you're right. Other than Fultz, actually is
carved out a decent career.
He's a little bit of a contributor, just for
what
it's worth.
Not here, he wasn't. Not here.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like Okafor is not an NBA player. Fultz actually does play in the NBA.
Right, but not here. But you're right. Fultz does have something of a career. He didn't prove himself. But I mean, the point being, it's almost like somebody else runs the Sixers because it's really hard as a franchise to have no money, no draft picks, and no team. And somehow that's exactly where we find the Sixers. I mean, the level of ineptitude, the failures of this front office are just enormous. And I don't know. I mean, this is a franchise that hasn't done anything right since they drafted Charles Barkley in, like, what, 84? I mean, this is 40 years of garbage, nonsense, failure. I mean, you left us high and dry with Iverson, one of the better NBA talents, no championship, no nothing. Same with Charles Barkley, two top 50 players that you couldn't put anything around to do anything.
I know.
This organization is straight garbage. They belong in a landfill. And I feel bad for the Phillies because they're getting a little bit – I forget what psychologists call it. It's when you transfer your aggression to something else. It's like when Dad had a bad day at work and came home and was a little bit of a bear. You know, I mean, the Phillies are taking some of this transferred anger. I mean, the entire city is disgusted and furious at the way the Sixers quit on us. And I think the Phillies are catching a little bit of that flack because the Sixers aren't
– I actually think the opposite, Paul. I think the Sixers gave the Phillies cover in May. Anyway, Paul, give me an answer here, a title with a body of water in it.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. but the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This Memorial Day, raise a glass to those who served. And let Blinds.com raise the bar on home decor. Serving up style with huge summer savings. Blinds.com is the better way to get custom window treatments. Online with upfront pricing and no salespeople at your door or inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable for you. Choose from premium blinds, shutters, motorized options, and outdoor shades for your patio. Just in time for summer fun. Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home and even send free samples. Plus, you can get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. All backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 50% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
So let me just say, because it hasn't been said, it's a better answer than Old Man of the Sea, which is so overrated. I'm just going to...
Well, it's not overrated.
It's just not
it's
that...
It's a great story.
It's boring. It's just boring.
I don't think it's boring.
Oh, I started it 3 or 4 times. Maybe I finished it, maybe I didn't. I just
so you're a real expert on
this? No, I read a decent... I think I did read it all. I don't quite remember,
really short.
Honestly.
Like, you should be able to get through it. It's 100-something pages.
It's 127 pages.
I knew it was pretty short.
And I know
short.
There's an Eagles reference in there, and I appreciate that. It's pretty cool. Philadelphia Eagles reference in Old Man of the Sea. I think, right? That's the one, James, right? Someone help me out.
I'm pretty sure
the Eagles are referencing... The two random Eagle things in history are Old Man of the Sea and Princess Di wearing the jacket.
Yeah, that's... definitely up there.
But, God, I found Old Man of the Sea boring. Just straight boring.
Not at all.
Oh.
Well, it's
brutal.
A little bit.
I mean, it's stripped down. It's a pretty
John, it's an old man
story.
And a freaking sea.
It's an incredible story about an old man
and the sea.
An old man.
Oh, sorry. The old man and the sea.
A massive marlin.
Oh, yeah. That's a hoot. Yeah, I mean, sign me up for that on
like
a Saturday
the,
night.
The epitome of the upset win for the old man and then tragedy. I mean, I don't want to go too far into it.
Don't spoil it. It's
people.
Only been out for like 100 years or whatever.
Yeah. All right, so I just...
You've never been out on a boat fishing, have you, Joe?
No.
Well, that's exactly why you don't like it.
Don't need that. I ain't going out on the boat with the old man. All right, now, let's get to... I just asked James to pull up... James, pick a year here. Let's try to figure out some of the random Sixers in the process
years. Sure.
I
have a couple years out. I've got a 10-win team up and an 18-win team up.
Give me the 18 win, because I'm hoping there's like an Alexei Shved in here.
Alexei Shved is in here.
All right, rattle off some names. Because we know like there was a Rocco and the, you know, some
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, we know Tony Roten and
Tony
those
Roten.
Names. Sure, but
Ish Smith had like 3 different appearances.
Jakar Sampson.
I remember that
guy. Classic there.
Yep.
I'm going to throw one at you. I don't remember this guy existing.
I want you to either make up a name or give us a real name.
Okay.
And tell us real person or fake person.
Is this a real person? Ready?
Yeah.
Malcolm Lee.
I mean, I have no idea. So,
real player was on the Sixers.
No idea.
Malcolm Lee.
Malcolm
yep.
Lee.
Real dude. All right, I'll try. All right, here's is this a real name or not? Chris Johnson.
That's a buddy of mine from Penn Charter.
He was a football player.
Yeah, that guy too. I'm going to say you made it up. We sleuthed out. You're just making it
incorrect.
Up.
Incorrect. Oh. Went to Dayton and played for the Sixers.
Chris Johnson. What a disgrace. Give us a couple other really random names.
Isaiah Kanan? Remember
him? I remember him.
Yeah, that's not as random.
Yeah.
Brandon Davies.
I remember him not well, but I do remember the name.
I forgot Drew Gordon was here for a hot second.
Drew Gordon, the power forward?
I guess so. Remember Thomas Robinson?
Yes, he played at Kansas,
I did.
Think.
That's a hell of a point pulled by you. You'll remember Henry Sims, but that's a random name. How about this name? Phil Presley.
No.
I don't remember him at
Phil
all.
Phil apparently went to Missouri, played for the Sixers.
Phil Pressler.
How about this one? Sonny Weems.
No.
Sonny no, Weems. Right? No. I've named like six or seven. These guys played for the Sixers.
It's brutal. It's absolutely brutal. Let's go to John right now, Manac. We try to figure out pro or anti process. Good morning, John.
What up, Joe? Anyone who says the process was anything but a failure is delusional. I mean, it is what it is. You don't have to be so angry about it. It was an interesting idea. We had some fun, maybe, sort of, kind of. But there was just too many inexcusable moves. I mean, like, and again, hindsight's 50-50, or 20-20. I just said hindsight's 50-50. I can't believe I just said that. Hindsight's 20-20 and all. But, like, at the end of the day, like, the Tatum and Fultz one is completely inexcusable. To let someone who ended up beating us in the playoffs, you know, years later, for someone who didn't even play for a couple of years, inexcusable and embarrassing, quite frankly. The Okafor, like, you just go through every pick and you're just like, dude, like, you almost messed up every single one of them. Like, you had so many top picks and botched literally almost all of them. It's just lame.
Well, here's the other aspect that doesn't get discussed enough: not properly utilizing the cap space. I mean, they did have the opportunity to sign two max players and to link them up with Joel. And while they signed, you know, some notable players, they weren't good enough. I mean, Horford didn't fit. Tobias, who essentially is who they allocated one of those spots to after trading for him, re-signing him, not doing the Butler thing, never landing a big guy like Durant. LeBron didn't even take a meeting with the Sixers. LeBron's representative did. They just, I mean, there's so many.
The Al Horford thing never made any sense.
Well, no, I'll give you, no, I disagree with that because Joel was often injured and was going to miss a bunch of games. And Horford can shoot threes, and there was a thought of maybe they can fit. It didn't work.
When he wasn't injured, what do you do with him?
Well,
and it was a $100 million contract.
Yeah, that's the point.
He's
going
to play 20 games. It just didn't seem like it was worth it.
It seemed like, you know, just trying to get rid of somebody off a team that was always beating you.
There was some of that. There was definitely some of that.
It wasn't even the picks and that stuff, too. It was also the fact that, like, you didn't even manage the egos well to the point where you get rid of Butler because Simmons has a problem with him, then you'll lose Simmons anyway. So it's like none of the parts of the process was managed correctly.
Like, the whole thing was poorly managed. I mean, Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman would have had a whole different handle on this thing.
But yeah, that's, you know, Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman.
Yeah.
That is consistency, and that's part of the excellence that the Eagles are able to demonstrate.
Yeah.
What are we talking about here? We're talking about front office after front office, move after move made by separate groups.
Well, I mean,
who may or may not have had the same beliefs in place as the previous group.
Two things that didn't even come up on the show yet. I mean, we could do this for seven straight days and not get them notable things. The fact that Adam Silver came in and made them zip Hinkie, and it brought in one Colangelo, and then the other Colangelo hires his son, other Colangelo, and then the son gets zipped.
Terrible.
Because he's freaking got burner accounts that maybe was his wife, or maybe the wife covered for him.
I don't believe for a second that it was his wife's account.
So you think the wife covered for him?
Are they still married?
As far as I know, they are.
Okay, if your wife did that and cost you a career in the NBA, is anybody going to hire him again ever?
Doesn't mean I'd leave my wife, though. Like, I love my wife enough that if that happened, like, I would move on. Like, I wouldn't be like, all right, we're getting...
But, James, it is possible that she took the bullets.
Of course it is. Of course it's 100% it's possible. I'm just saying the fact that they're together doesn't mean that is my point.
As a woman, I believe that. That's just my
opinion. All right, John, give me an answer. A title with a body of water in it.
So, you know, I'm a young guy, but I love the classics. The highest grossing film of 1957 won seven Oscars, including Best Picture, The Bridge on the River Kwai.
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, buddy. Yeah. I just watched that, like, in the last 3 months.
By the way, Joe, speaking of classics, can you tell Richie that he should watch Marty? It's a good movie.
You should watch Marty. I don't know if it's a good movie. I love it.
All right, John, get out of here.
That wasn't very helpful, Joe.
That was disappointing. Mm. That was disappointing. I thought John would have my back, and apparently not. But, John, you can learn something.
He doesn't like Marty.
You can learn something from Marty.
I still don't even know what that's all about.
It's just such a weird pull. Like, Marty's a fine movie. It's just like, of all the movies of that generation, you're like, Marty.
I love it, man.
I know
it's simple, and it's good. It's just, and it's a guy looking for a gal.
Why haven't I ever heard of it, then?
It's 1951 or something. Ernest Borgnine. Borgnine was not an attractive man.
No, he was a very unattractive.
I mean, he had a face, man.
He had a really weird look.
Sort of like Grimace.
Buggy. Like, he had like a bug face type, like a big bug.
Yeah.
But he was great in the Dirty Dozen, man. Got to hand it
to him. No, I didn't think he was great. Because I thought that movie wasn't great.
Love Borgnine.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This Memorial Day, raise a glass to those who served. And let Blinds.com raise the bar on home decor. Serving up style with huge summer savings. Blinds.com is the better way to get custom window treatments. Online with upfront pricing and no salespeople at your door or inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable for you. Choose from premium blinds, shutters, motorized options, and outdoor shades for your patio. Just in time for summer fun. Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home and even send free samples. Plus, you can get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost, all backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.